Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Ginger Alden is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about what led her to write the book Elvis and Ginger, Elvis Presley's fiance and last love finally tells her story, but what it's been like for her to share her story with the world and to see the way that the world has responded. It's an amazing book. If you guys have not had a chance to read it, I'll be telling you how you can get it for yourself. Before we get into that conversation, we're going to take a quick break here. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Have you been hurt?
Been hurt?
Been backstabbed? Gotta talk him back, Tim.
Cause
you're not alone.
No, no.
Escaping to another reality. Through Dominic Wilkins' good books.
Good books, audio.
Books, paperback, ebook, good books.
Available on AuthorDWilkinsGoodBooks.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Is your hope fading fast? Do you feel like it is gone? Failing hope can be awakened, and you have the key. In Linda C. Newberry's book, Say What You Say Is Your Future, she outlines not only the whys of biblical confession, but she gives you a modern-day affirmation that changed her life, and with use will change yours too. Available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com and on her website at www.lindacnewberry.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, as you know, this week, a lot of great books and music was released, and one of the books that I have been looking forward to discussing with you guys is by author Ginger Alden. She's making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us about her book, Elvis and Ginger, Elvis Presley's fiance and last love finally tells her story, and what a remarkable story it is. We're going to talk to Ginger not only about what it's been like for her to share her truth with the world, but also, of course, her own memories of Elvis and what it's been like for her to hear from fans about how much they're appreciating the story as well. Ginger, hello to you, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I love this book. As soon as I finished, Ginger, I had to go ahead and share my thoughts online, you know, with our audience here. You know, it really gave me a different perspective, I think, not only on the life of Elvis Presley, but also I think how those that are in the public have really had to evolve and those in their lives have had to kind of change with the way that celebrity lives. What has it been like for you, Ginger, to finally be able to tell your story this way?
Oh, Cyrus, it feels great. I mean, I had written down so many of my memories shortly after Elvis passed away. It was my own personal way of just trying to hold on to them and our time together. And I went forward. I worked, went forward with my life, ended up getting married, had my son who just turned 20 on August 20th, and I knew it was going to, you know, there were an awful lot of exaggerations and untruths that were being tossed out about his last 9 months.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult knowing that was sitting out there, and I knew it was going to take a lot of time and energy to do what I needed to do. And I raised my son, and he just went off to college 2 years ago, and it took me about 2 years, and it was a very emotional undertaking, but it needed to be done, and I'm happy. You know, I wanted the world to see that Elvis was, you know, in an upbeat mood his last 9 months and was looking forward to many, many things.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we get to see that, but I also think, you know, the thing that really captured my attention, Ginger, about this, and it's hard to believe, it's been now almost 38 years, actually to the month, from that first time that you were able, you know, to go to Graceland and, of course, to be able to meet him there. And I never knew, even though I knew he had done gospel, I never knew how spiritual Elvis was until I read your book. And what was that like for you to experience? Because you kind of shared your own thoughts. I mean, just even looking up into the sky was a profound time for him. What was it like for you to kind of go through that experience with him?
Well, it was one of the many things that endeared him to me even more, you know, other than his wonderful voice and handsome good looks. But, you know, I was blown away by the fact that he enjoyed reading, you know, and he was into a lot of Eastern philosophies.
Yeah.
And he found it really, really interesting. And it wasn't the easiest for me to understand by any means right off the bat. It probably would have taken me years, but we read many hours together, and I would ask questions sometimes and try to understand it. And he had settled into a place, I think, later in his life. That's what interested him, you know, at that time, and I was happy to share it with him.
Right. Exactly. You mentioned reading. That was, again, one of my favorite parts of the book. For those who already have it, on page 140, this is what Ginger said about that time of reading with Elvis. We would often sit on his bed and read for hours. Sometimes we would take turns reading to each other or sit side by side reading to ourselves. Whenever we were reading to ourselves, if the two of us happened to take a breath at the same time or even sigh at the same moment, Elvis always noticed. Once he said, it's almost as if we're one. And it's that connection, that intimacy that we kind of see throughout the book. And also, of course, I think as his journey continues, and as yours does as well, Ginger, when you reflect on those memories, are those the kind of things that kind of fill you still with joy, thinking about those happy times and also those moments where you got to see him as a person rather than as a public figure?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and as I said before, you know, a large purpose of my book, I had to write about certain events that happened during our time together, but they were few and far between.
Yeah.
And Elvis was a wonderful man 98% of the time. He had a lot of pressures on him, but I loved being at his side, and wherever he was, that's where I wanted to be. And we really got along well and enjoyed each other's company.
And it's something that definitely comes away in the book. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege today of speaking with Ginger Alden. She's celebrating the release this week of her book, Elvis and Ginger, Elvis Presley's fiancée, and Last Love Finally Tells Her Story. I mentioned celebrity, Ginger, and of course, one of the things that has definitely changed a lot is the way that we're able to keep in contact with people in the public. I mean, now there's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, there's 24-hour news cycles. You know, I was curious to you. I mean, even as I read about you and as you were traveling with your family and wearing the glasses, and we kind of see some of those pictures where you guys wearing the shades, I mean, that was, even then, there was a lot of attention. But, I mean, today that is really magnified. You know, what do you think about the way now that, I mean, celebrities are not just, I think, celebrated, but in many ways idolized and stalked in some cases?
Well, it's that can be a very scary thing. I mean, it depends on the individual celebrity. Maybe some people really, really enjoy it, and maybe it's the path they've chosen. If you're going to be in the public eye, you know, and that goes along with the territory.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is something, I think, and especially, like I said, you know, with social media today, we're kind of able to, you know, to stay connected in the way that, you know, that a lot of people 20, 30 years ago could not have imagined. But then you yourself, you have almost 10,000 followers yourself on Facebook. You know, you've been able to share this journey with them. I noticed you had posted the book even before its release and already had comments. I noticed even yesterday when the book came out, Ginger, there were people talking about, you know, I just started, but I had to tell you how much I was enjoying it. You know, what has that part of this been like for you to know that you have people that are not only are excited about your telling your story, but also supporting you along that way too?
Oh, I mean, it feels so wonderful. You know, I waited a long time to put this out, and it took, you know, a lot of emotion out of me, and it makes me so happy to see the support and concern, you know, from many of his fans, and it means so much to me. And I was just blown away, you know, when I first went on Facebook, and And years back, I was in touch with fans, and then I've led a pretty private life. But coming back onto the scene through writing my book and hearing some of these stories is just, Elvis would be so, so happy. And, I mean, my God, to see the impact he still has to this very day. And, you know, the youth of America, you know, 20-year-old kids coming and telling me, you know, that they love Elvis. I mean, you know, it doesn't get any better than that, you know.
Right. There was a great lesson, I think, and it came at such an interesting time in Elvis's life, as well as, I think, in the book, too, because I was not expecting it. There was the time, of course, when the bodyguards had written the book. And, you know, you could tell, of course, that he was upset by it, but he shared something with you that I thought was so powerful. And that was about hurt and letting things go. It was on pages 308 and 309, and I'm just going to read a part of it from the bottom of 308, and this is what he said. I know the general public will stand behind me. I'm going to let it pass and not say anything. But then he said to you, you've got to kill it and get it behind you. If something ever bothers you, Ginger, you're going to kill it and get it behind you. How important has that been for you to remember that when it comes to, because it's so ironic that he would say that to you, and then, of course, what you had to experience after his death that you record in the book. How important has that been for you to remember about the importance of letting go for yourself?
I mean, it was very important in the beginning, you know. I mean, there were untruths that just popped up and started swirling, you know, this was Elvis. And
right.
It was like something, you know, many of us had never witnessed before. And, you know, I was trying to take that advice and you know, eventually, you know, it was, I said it was hard for me or my family or some of us to be, you know, come away unscathed by just rumors and hearsay and speculations by many people that didn't have a clue what was really going on behind closed doors. And I'm hoping my book will enlighten them if they read it.
Exactly. I think that is true. And I'm so glad you said that, because I have to make just a quick statement. You know, I have, the thing that I always love about this show, Ginger, is that any guest who comes on who's written a book, no matter who it is, I always take the time to read it before I talk to them, because I feel as though I can't really do you justice as the guest. I can't do my audience justice unless I know what I'm talking about. I have to say, I was so surprised how many people, before they even read the book, had things to say. And I thought to myself, well, surely you didn't read it. I mean, and even some of them admit it. Well, I haven't read it, you know, but I just know, you know, it's not going to be right. You know, and I think that is, that point that Elvis makes is so important about, you know, we all are going to experience that. There are all going to be people who we always have to deal with. But the importance is, and I think, too, the unsaid thing in that statement to him, Ginger, I believe, is for our own good, we have to let it go, because it doesn't do us any good being able to hold on to it. So if you had to say for you what was the most therapeutic, or maybe one of the most therapeutic things for you in writing this book, what was it for you?
Well, I think it will show my deep love, my deep concern for Elvis, you know, that in multiple ways wanted to be at his side and helping him, and that we were truly looking forward to a life together. You know, Elvis wanted to have more children. He wanted to, you know, do a serious film. You know, and I know to this day he would definitely be singing gospel music. And, you know, I just have a deep regret that none of us got to see that and see where else he was going to go in life.
Yeah. I think definitely the spiritual path that he was on, I mean, that clearly comes out in the book. And again, like I said, I was so surprised by it. And I think, you know, even you said at points, and I mentioned this in my review on Amazon, you know, about the importance of just kind of being still, how that was one of the things that you learned from him, just taking in that moment. And I think we can all learn from things just that simple, the importance of being able to do that. And there's also the thing about music. You mentioned music and about him doing gospel. I want to talk about the music that he created, because it was music that I think was so universal. I think it drew people of all walks of life because it seemed so real. Is that one of the things that you think, too, has been one of, well, maybe one of the biggest parts of his legacy will be the music that he left behind?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, look how, you know, so many people still emulate him. He was such a, so organic and so original, there won't be another Elvis, you know, and he's inspired so many people.
Yeah.
But I've heard stories of people when they were fighting over in another country, you know, in the army, in the military, and saying how his music uplifted them. And that's what he wanted. That's what he wanted to do, you know, and that's why I said he would just be so amazed and so happy at all the support that he so richly deserves to this day, and unfortunately sometimes didn't get because of some garbage that was thrown out there. But, you know, that's not the man that I loved and wanted to spend my life with, and I hope that people can see that when they read my book.
I think that definitely comes through in the book. Elvis said to you that music is the universal language. He even
sure
talked
is.
About it at one point about it speaking to you, and I think music definitely has a way of doing that, and his does as well. Again, everyone, Ginger Alden has been our guest. Elvis and Ginger is the title of the new book out this week. You guys can get it wherever you buy your books, either in stores or, of course, through Amazon.com. You guys can get it there. Elvis Presley's Fiancé and Last Love finally tells her story. Ginger is also, as I mentioned, she is on Facebook, so you guys can, of course, find her there. Make sure you guys take advantage of the opportunity to like her page and stay in contact with her there. Is there anywhere else you'd like to send them, Ginger, or is Facebook the best place?
Facebook would be the best place. Thank you.
All right. Well, more than welcome. And thank you so much for the time. I know this is a busy week for you. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, Ginger.
Oh, it was great speaking with you, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Have a good day, okay?
You do the same thing. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Ginger, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments after we go off the air. You can find the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And we tagged Ginger, as I mentioned, on Facebook. So you can head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can head over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.